I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Bubbling Adventure, a podcast all about kids and how positive education and conscious parenting can impact their entire life as well as society. I am your host, Julie, and each Thursday we are having conversations with guests on different themes, and our aim is to have open discussions, share different points of view, and learn in a non-judgmental way. In today's episode, we are talking about hypnobirthing with Connie. This episode is actually following the recommendation that Henzo, who was on as a guest just a few weeks ago, made. So thank you, Henzo, and everyone recommending subjects and guests. Please continue to do so by messaging me on Instagram at The Bubbling Adventure. Connie gives us advice on making choices on a birth plan that works for you, how to deal with stress at the hospital and experience a pain-free birth, how to feel, you know, your full power, full focus while giving birth, and knowing how to ask yourself if what you're experiencing is strictly necessary. Finally, she talks about trusting your instinct as a woman. I hope you will enjoy this episode. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe if you haven't already and write a review if you're listening from Apple Podcasts. You can also leave a review on Spotify. They have a new feature where you can just press on the 5 stars button. It takes 2 seconds, but it is truly helpful. So I am asking for your help on one thing right now. If you can please text one of your friends who would love the show and convince them to listen. That's it. But without further ado, let's begin.
Papa, papa, en faisant cette chanson.
Maman, papa. Hi, Connie. How are you today?
Hi, Julie. I'm very fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy that it works out and that we are together today.
Yes. Same for me. Could you please introduce yourself to the audience?
For sure. Hello, everybody. I'm Constanze. Most people call me Connie, and I'm 43 years old. I have 2 wonderful kids. They are 7 and 3. And yeah, I'm a hypnobirthing course instructor. And that's also the reason why I'm here today, I think.
Yes, for sure. So this is interesting. I think hypnobirthing is definitely something that intrigues me, and I have a lot of questions on that. But maybe before we jump on the core of the subject, could you please tell us how did you end up in this field, being interested in hypnobirthing? Was it when you had your kids or was it before?
That's very interesting because I came later on this field, but maybe I start before. Actually, I studied economics and I was working with the main focus on marketing and social psychology. And I was working in media and marketing business for many years. And at one point I found, okay, if I once will have a family, and I wanted for sure, this is not the job I really want to do anymore. It didn't fit time consuming to a family idea. So I opened my own little business. And during this time I met my husband and we got married and pregnant, and we were living in Egypt in this time. So the first time I got into the field was when I got pregnant myself, but in this time I never heard of hypnobirthing, unfortunately. But anyway, it came later on. I'm very happy and glad for it. So we were living in Egypt when I got pregnant, and when I was pregnant, and then we were thinking, okay, what should we do? Should we go to Germany, actually I'm German, I have to say this. And my husband also was raised in Germany. So we had these both options, Egypt or Germany. And we decided to go back to Germany because I was screening the whole birthing idea in different countries. And I found, okay, in Germany, I had a better circumstances for the idea of birth I had and I wished. So we came back to Germany. I gave birth to my son, and it was a wonderful birth, actually. But I decided for hospital because we were living in this time in an Airbnb, so I couldn't imagine giving birth in the Airbnb flat, even if it was very funny because the owner of the flat, we were joking about it. And he said, yeah, you can do it here. It's nice for me to have a story about this. So, but I couldn't imagine in this time to do something like this. You know, also it's very common in Germany to go to hospital in most of the Western countries, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
especially a few years ago, right?
Like, yes, exactly. When it's 7 years ago now, the standard, let's say it like this. And yeah, still it was a beautiful birth and was also the way I wished it, but there were little things where I say now it wasn't necessary, that, you know, what happened there, it wouldn't have been necessary at all, let's say it like this.
For example,
there was some things it was very calm and peaceful and everything. And in the end, they got stressed, but because of nothing, actually. And what I found out later, they had, they need to change the shifts, you know, in hospital, they had shifts. So it was exactly 8 o'clock in the morning and they had a shift. And the doctor, which was there, obviously had a bit stressed, and she wanted to finish my birth because it was close to the end. And stuff like this, you know, it happens all the time in hospitals. I also can understand. I don't want to blame them for this.
No.
But I would have nowadays, I know how it is. So if I would have known before in this time, it would have given me more self-confidence and more ideas. And especially also my husband, he said, you know, in these situations, if you are not prepared for birth, you're just the one watching, you know, it's like a TV show happening and he was just watching.
And yeah, you don't know what to do, like how you can help, you're just there.
And also he would never have asked a question, why are you thinking this is necessary now, you know?
No.
He would never thought he could, because he was thinking they are the experts, they know what to do. And this is a very important point, actually, I come back later, but yeah, anyway, all in all, it was a nice birth. I really enjoyed it. And I also had no pain. This I couldn't understand people always saying it's very painful to get the baby or something, because it was a totally different feeling, totally different for me.
Oh my God, but like, you're so lucky, you know?
But, you know, I found out later why, because it's just muscle work. I never had, it was a very intense feeling I never had before. it was crazy. I was like, what is my body doing here? You know, but for sure it's the muscles working, but it wasn't comparable to any other pain I had before, like real pain where the body's telling you something is wrong. For example, if you have problems with teeth or if you have a broken leg, this was really a pain. My body told me, be careful, you have to do something. The feeling during birth for me was, it's crazy. It's wow. It, you know, something uncontrollable, kind of, you know, it has to, but I knew it has to happen to get my baby on my arm. I knew this has to happen.
So you didn't even get the epidural and you were fine with the pain?
No, I didn't get any pain relief during birth. Oh. Nothing.
it gives me hope because... But I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to come back and tell the story.
So after this birth, we were in, you know, in our new setting and home. And then we changed our flat after. And I was really lucky also. I think people saw that I loved and enjoyed being a mom, and my husband as well. And so we had a new flat, and then I invited all my best friends for breakfast, like a brunch. And most of them were pregnant in this time, and the others had babies already, which was obviously a time to get, you know, how it is. And, yeah. and the friends also consider getting families. Yeah, and then for sure, when you have pregnant women on the table and also some have babies already, the topic birth appears. And this was the time, because you asked me, this was the question, the day when I found out I want to do something different than I did before, because it was all about most of my friends. I knew the stories, but on this day, it was very intense for me because I had the baby myself on my arm, and they were telling stories which I could see in the faces of the pregnant moms, scared. They got feared, you know, and I thought, like, why are they telling this? What? And why did they experience this? It was really their feeling and really their experience. Why did they have such a feeling about it? And my feeling is so different. So this was the big question for me. And I also tried to give the moms a good hope and the feeling it doesn't have to be like you heard the stories from the others. It also can be very nice, and it's crazy, you know, it's the one of the best happenings in your whole life, you know. Enjoy it, try to enjoy it, even if it's a hard thing to do. But yeah, and from this day on, I started reading books and articles. Why do we all experience birth so differently? And this was the moment. Then some weeks later, I found Hypnobirthing by accident, the book. And actually also a friend of mine told me about it before, but it was like hypnobirthing, hypnosis. This is nothing for me, you know. But I got the book, and when I read the whole book, and I found all of the answers to my question, why is it so different, in this book. Yeah. And then I decided, okay, anyway, it's a new period in my life. I want to change a lot of things. I don't want to get back to a TV station or a media agency. Now it's the time to do something new. And I want to help all the moms in the world I can to experience a lovely, nice, calm, and relaxed birth. Yeah. And I want to do something really sensible, let's say it like this.
Yeah. Something meaningful, because it's true that also we know now also the impact that it has on kids when, you know, because obviously birth trauma comes for parents, both parents, but also the kids sometimes can be affected by a stressful birth, right?
That's true.
So you essentially help the entire family, which it's good, because it's true. Some dads also have birth trauma, because sometimes, you know, there's complications that are not really well communicated. And so the dad is not able to come in. And so he just worries and he doesn't know. And it's like kept in the dark. Like we've heard a lot of these stories. So I guess we can start with what is hypnobirthing for people who don't know, you know, because again, as you said, hypnosis, what, like, how does it work? And yeah. And you know, how it can help giving birth, basically.
Yeah. Well, hypnobirthing is the idea of hypnobirthing, which I also used, by the way, for my second birth, mm-hmm. for my second child, is that you birth as instinctively and naturally as possible. And you go inside, let's say, like, this hypnosis is nothing else than a strong focus on something. If you watch kids playing, they are actually in hypnosis. So the hypnosis we know from shows or from, you know, if you are in the club hotels on holiday, this I had these pictures of it. But actually, we are all in hypnosis every day. You know, mm-hmm. if you were very concentrated on something, some people even are in hypnosis. If they watch a film, you are totally focused and you live in this, you know. Even I found out my father, when he was watching movies, he always cried and laughed and you couldn't talk to him. He was really in his world, you know. And then I had mm-hmm. to tell, daddy, daddy, three times, and he wasn't reacting. And then, oh, what's going on? And this is a kind of a hypnosis. And if we see women giving birth in the past, I mean, really in the past, you know, when before mm-hmm. we had all this medical help and support, or if we watch women birthing at home where there's nobody disturbing the birth, they are going instinctively into this hypnosis. It's called a trance. So we mm-hmm. this is the only way to give birth without interruption, because it's very intensive what you are doing, and there's no place for anything else during giving birth. So being multitasking is not, you know, for birth, yeah. It's not the idea. It's so important what your body is doing and what we are doing, that we shouldn't take the phone during birth, or we should take anything else. It's very much the focus, and this is, it's everything. Just allow yourself, focus on your body and your baby during birth. And this is the idea for sure. But also hypnobirthing, sometimes people say, yeah, this is, you know, the mothers with the 10 pages wish list and blah, blah, blah. And they don't want to have any help. They want to do everything by themselves. Yes, we want to, but we are very thankful for all the help the medical system is offering in case it is really necessary. And mm-hmm. this is the point. We should always question, is what we experience in hospital, like it happened to me with my first birth, was really necessary? Actually, it was a routine process, and it was because they were stressed. It wasn't necessary. It was just because of their circumstances. And I don't blame them, like I said. I just learned more now. And what I also give the women in the courses, just be self-confident enough, and especially also the partner, to ask these little questions. Why do you think this is necessary now? If they tell you, because it's about, you know, the baby is in a situation where you really need help, you have to understand it, then also a little bit more information would be nice. And actually the mother would have felt before, you know, mm-hmm. we have the feeling if something is right or wrong. And these things, that you understand what is happening with your body, and that you also go inside so deeply that you also feel it. But if you really need help, we are hypnobirthing, everybody is very thankful for all the help we have from the hospital side, and also from
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Of course. And so is it for everyone? Is it for like first-time moms? Because sometimes they say, you know, like we hear that at-home births are more recommended to like second or third-time moms. Like how, you know, how does that work? Because I don't know.
That's a very good question, because I didn't want to say that it's not for hospital. It's especially for hospital. So if you want to give birth the first time, or if you're pregnant the first time, the second time, it doesn't matter. It's actually very good to prepare yourself with hypnobirthing already for the first birth, because then, you know, you most probably have the first birth already a very nice experience. And it doesn't matter. It's no right or wrong. Also, this is not what I wanted to say. In choosing the place, there for some moms, hospital is the best choice. You know, if she's feeling happy with this choice, then it's the best place. And you also can do hypnobirthing in every hospital in the world. But for sure, there's also moms giving birth at home or in some countries we find hotels, you know, birthing hotels, and in Germany we have a birth house, we call it, where, you know, there's just midwives working, no doctors working, just midwives, and there's a lot of options around the world, and you can do hypnobirthing anywhere and in any stage of your life when you're pregnant. And I would recommend do it already with your first child, you know, that you're,
when possible, yeah.
You're prepared the best as possible for your first birth. And yeah, and with each, for sure, with giving birth each time, you have more practice, is the wrong word, yeah, I think, but even better, you know, but
more used
already
to, yeah.
Working with the first one, definitely.
That's good. Yeah, I didn't know it could be done everywhere. I thought it was more like home birth with no, you know, painkillers or something like that. So it's good to know, because yeah, it's not in every case that you have the also privilege to choose to be at home. Like for some people, they don't have that choice because of complications or, you know. So
exactly.
I think it's good that they still have this option to do hypnobirthing. And in terms of like how does it work, for example the sessions, like how do you learn how to, because you said we have to practice it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. The whole idea is not to get stressed during birth. What is not good for a natural birth, if you want to have it naturally as possible, is to have stressed. The idea by nature is that we have a very calm and cozy atmosphere during birth. Just imagine how, or just look at the nature, how other big animals give birth, or also small ones, you know, they always hide somewhere where they have the feeling they are secure, everything is good, and they can give birth in a secure surrounding. And this is actually also for us humans meant to be. Mm-hmm. So the most important to be relaxed during birth, that the baby also can stay relaxed. The baby's feeling what we are feeling. If we, and this is totally logical, if you are getting stressed, your whole hormones will change. We have the hormones which make us happy, endorphins, and we have hormones which are produced if we get stressed. And if we produce too much hormones when we are stressed, the body circulation gets different, the whole blood circulation. Sometimes you even see it in the eyes. If people are really in shock, you know, mm-hmm. you can see it in the body everywhere. The hands are getting cold, the feet are getting cold. The blood circulation changes only to the areas where it needs to be to survive. And luckily, what nature did for us is that we stop birth if it's too much action around us. If we feel insecure, yeah. The body is stopping the birth, because it's not good to birth a baby in an insecure situation.
Of course, yeah.
And hypnobirthing gives you tools always to relax. So one of the theories is, if you get stress, or if you get fear or stress, you get tense, your muscles get tense, and because of the tension, you might experience pain. And if you once feel pain, you get more fear, your muscles get more tense, and you get more pain. And this is the point we need to break through. And all the hypnobirthing ideas is always relax. Whenever you feel a little bit stress or a little bit fear, it can happen during birth. You know, there's a lot of things can happen during birth.
I mean, I'm already scared and I'm not even pregnant.
No, but you don't have to.
I know.
If you have the tools, it's very easy to learn. You can learn it right away. It's just breathing, for example. If you breathe calmly and you learn how to relax yourself with your breathing, your body starts producing good hormones again. And also you will get more oxygen in your body. Like, you know, if you breathe like, you don't get enough oxygen. This is not working. And then you have this, you see it.
Feeling of stress, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But if you start breathing slowly, inhale slowly into your belly, if you can, and exhale very, very slowly, double the time from inhaling, you feel right away how your bodies get more calm and you get more oxygen into your body. This is the first thing. And we have more things that we relax our body with, some, we call it progressive muscle relaxation. You might know it from other fields. And if you know how to use this, and you maybe practice a couple of times, we say, try to practice every day, like 3 or 4 weeks before birth, because then it's going to get automatically. You don't have to think about even during birth, you know, okay, there's a little bit stress, there's a little bit fear, whatever coming up inside myself. So I concentrate on my breathing, I get calm again, and the birth can go on. It's a bit more what we are doing in the courses, but this is one of the most important tools of hypnobirthing. Always try to get your body calm again, to relax yourself, to be in a good situation that your body, that your baby also feels, my mom is in a good situation. It's safe for me to come here, you know.
That's great. We'll definitely leave the links in the description box so that everybody can go and check out your websites. And I guess it can be done everywhere, right? It's not just for Germany.
No, well, at the moment I'm giving mostly German courses, but it's interesting. In former times, I was giving personal courses in a special place where we all meet together. But now I felt the last month showed us how easy it is also to do it online. So I'm giving online courses personally now. Mm-hmm. It's because this is, I think it's very important also to talk about what your fears are. Why do you have it? Because it's very much related to marketing, you know. A lot of things we know from birth is from movies, from things other people told us. And that's why a lot of women think, oh God, I cannot do it, or I need a epidural or something like this, you know. But if you really start to think it through, why do you have these ideas about birth, conscious and subconscious and stuff like this, you will feel, okay, it's not necessary. And if you see birthing stories, and also we are watching movies inside in the course, you see it's happening very easy and very calmly and very peaceful. And the moms can do it themselves. It's instinct. It's God-given instinct to birth a baby, actually, and to believe yourself you can do it. This is the main goal, and this we can do everywhere. And I also give courses online, no problem.
No problem. We'll leave the link. Is there any last advice that you would like to give?
Yeah, I wish, and my biggest advice is always believe in yourself. It's not only like hypnobirthing is not only the tools are not only for birth. It's going later on as well. So once you give birth to a baby, you will have this, I call it mother's instinct. Also fathers have it, like, for sure. But what I experienced, especially in the last 2 years, is that people don't believe in themselves anymore so much, in their bodies and their strength, and turn to other people to get information, or having other people seeing them as experts for something you are doing, you know. It's okay if you have a problem to ask a doctor or a midwife or whatever, you know. But if you don't have any problem, just believe in yourself, you will do it, and believe in your instinct. And this is starting with birth, but it's going on later on as well. Some moms tell me in the courses, you know what, Connie, it's my first baby. I don't have a clue how to raise it, how to educate it, how whatever. But you will feel it. It's our, you know, it's inside us. And always listen more to your heart than to any other person. Sometimes the moms tell me, I wasn't sure about breastfeeding, and I had the feeling I couldn't do it, but it came. Actually, I had milk. It wasn't a problem. So they were not believing inside themselves. They asked a midwife. The midwife told them, you have to breastfeed every 4 hours. But it was for them in their heart, and in also the feeling in the breast, and the baby was crying. It was not a good idea, you know. Always listen to yourself. If the baby is crying, if you have a lot of milk, then breastfeed, and not watch on a clock and or listen to any person who told you do it every 5 hours or so. My biggest advice is listen to your heart, believe in yourself, and follow your mother instincts or father instincts.
That's a great one. Everyone, you heard, now we have to start applying it. That's a great advice. Thank you, Connie. And lastly, is there anyone, you know, whether they've had an interesting upbringing or have interesting views on education, that you would like to mention?
Well, there's people I know and people I don't know who's for me in Germany at the moment, a very important person in the educational field is Gerald Hüther. Did you ever heard of him?
No.
He is actually an expert in brain connections and everything about brain. And it's very nice to listen to him, because also for me, it's going on with birth after birth. Also, we did a lot of stuff, which is not very much the social general idea, you know. And in the educational field, I like to listen to this guy a lot, Gerald Hüther.
Yeah, we'll leave the link as well for anyone interested to check it out. So thank you for the recommendation, and thank you so much for chatting to us today and sharing your secrets on hypnobirthing.
Thank you so much that you have me here, and it was so nice talking to you. Thank you a lot.
Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to share if you think it might be helpful to someone you know. If you enjoyed this episode, then please make sure to write a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe if you haven't already. That's it for me. See you soon with the next episode. And in the meantime, have a lovely day.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.